Our guest in the cafe this morning is Kent Montgomery, Associate Professor of Astronomy and Director of the A&M Commerce Planetarium. Good morning.
Good morning.
Kent joins us to talk about astronomy and, of course, whatever is going on at the planetarium, which is a very busy place. I saw a fascinating story in the news, Kent. Astronomical clues could pinpoint the Claude Monet painted Impression Soleil Levant. Now, this is the also known as Impression Sunrise. This is the work of art that started the whole Impressionist movement. And there is a professor at Texas State University named Donald Olson who thinks he has pinpointed the exact moment when Monet saw this scene and then had the inspiration for the painting.
Yeah, it's very interesting, especially from an astronomical point of view, because he could determine from pictures from that area exactly what the skyline looked at. He saw the position of exactly where the sun was painted by Monet. And then you can do some calculations astronomically and determine on what day of the year the sun would be at that point. And I think it was a rising sun, so you could figure out where it was rising. And so you can narrow it down to that certain day of the year. And then I think from art records, they know exactly what year it is. So,
yeah, he says now it was November 13th, 1872 at 7:35 a.m.
Yes, they've done that for lots of other kind of things, too, events like Paul Revere's ride and all kinds of stuff where they looked and said, well, what's the phase of the moon? Where is it going to be at this time? And how would it affect things?
Is there a practical value to that, or is it just kind of a neat trick?
I think it's just more interesting than anything else. I read an article about the night the Titanic sank, and one of the problems was there was no moon. So that was one of the reasons they couldn't see the iceberg till too late.
Right, right. And then there's another story that we now have a catalog of the stars in the Milky Way amounting to about 219 million stars, and it is mind-boggling to think about it. I would think that may have more practical value than the other one, but what will that mean to astronomers?
Well, yeah, a lot of astronomy is trying to figure out how everything works, and so you have to use a large number of statistics. And so the more data you have, the better. And they've done several of these large-scale programs where they just try to map as much as they can, try to find every single star they can, because we finally have telescopes and computers and stuff good enough you can handle that big a database.
Mm-hmm. So that's a landmark to have a record like that.
Yeah, oh, yes, extremely a valuable, especially it'll be even more valuable in the future, 50 years from now, because we like to see how things change, and then you can go back and say, oh, we know exactly how it was at this point. We can see how it changes in the future.
Going to take some time to plow through the 219 million stars, I would think, one by one. Well, we're talking with Kent Montgomery, Associate Professor of Astronomy and Director of the A&M Commerce Planetarium. You're telling me that we have a fairly major astronomical event coming up soon?
Well, we have another lunar eclipse. We're kind of in this mode right now where we have four lunar eclipses in a row, all visible from North America, and our next one is on October 8th.
That's Wednesday morning.
It's early in the morning, about 4 to 5 in the morning, but it should be a real nice one. It's a total lunar eclipse. You can come out to our observatory if you want, or you can just go out in your backyard and take a look at it. It should the moon should turn a nice red color for us.
Mm. Now, the observatory south of town.
Yeah, it's about 5 miles south of campus, and there's directions off our webpage.
Yeah, and people are welcome to come out.
It's going to be open to the public that night for anybody that wants to check out the eclipse.
You told me that for some event not too long ago, you had 50 or 60 people show up.
Yeah, even in the middle of the night, you just never know, at 2 in the morning.
2 in the morning.
Yeah, and we still had 50 or 60 people, so you're just never sure.
Who knows what people will do at 2 in the morning. Well, that would be fun. Of course, it's subject to the weather and the cloud cover in particular.
Right. If it's cloudy, then it's all canceled.
Yeah. But. Well, tell me about then. You have a couple of shows coming up at the planetarium in October, and so tell me about those.
Yeah, we currently have one that'll run through October. It's called Exploding Universe, which is very exciting because it talks about essentially all the ways that Earth can be damaged or destroyed, and all the events like an asteroid smashing into the Earth and what kind of effects it has, what the effect of a supernova blowing up nearby, how that affects things, and other violent events that happen throughout the universe.
So this is very cheerful and encouraging program for people to see, but I mean, fascinating.
Yes, it is. Yeah. And the graphics are really spectacular when you see all these explosions and effects that occur.
Should we say that most of these things, if not all of them, are extremely remote?
Oh, yes. Very, very remote. Yeah. But people like to hear about them, even if they probably will never happen.
You
never know.
Right. Well, in a million years, you know, a lot can take place. So who knows what will happen down the road. And then one called Perfect Little Planet.
Yeah, Perfect Little Planet is actually a children's show. We try to do a children's show at 7 o'clock and our regular general admission on 8 o'clock. And the Perfect Little Planet is about these aliens that want to go on vacation, and they're trying to find some place in the galaxy to go, and they pick Earth. And so it talks about the solar system and all the planets in the solar system and why some are better than others and why Earth is the perfect little planet.
Mm-hmm. And both of these shows will be running throughout October.
Yes.
And those shows are on Friday nights.
Friday nights at 7 o'clock and at 8 o'clock.
And everybody's welcome. There's a small admission fee.
Yeah, but, $5 and $4 if you're a student.
Great. Kent Montgomery, thank you for taking the time, having a cup of coffee with us this morning.
No problem. Thank you.
Dr. Kent Montgomery is the director of the A&M Commerce Planetarium, and you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station 88.9 KETR.